Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. Israel halt demolition orders against Palestinian homes in Jerusalem as troops detain civilians from different parts of the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli-controlled Jerusalem municipality announced on Tuesday that it will halt its decision of demolishing 88 Palestinian-owned homes in East Jerusalem. The municipality was planning to remove Al-Bustan, the largest Palestinian neighborhood near Jerusalem's old city, to make way for a Jewish theme park to be used by tourists. The plan was put on hold based on demands by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli media reported today. Near Barakat, the Israeli mayor of Jerusalem, who engineered the plan, told U.S. media last week that he was planning to legalize some of the homes in Al-Bustan neighborhood, while others, who lose their homes, will have rights to operate tourist businesses in the park. Sergio Yani, Israeli political analyst, said that the demolition of Palestinian homes conflicts with Israeli plans in Jerusalem.
The settlement project will continue inside the East Jerusalem, taking a house here, a house there. But the consequence on the long term is that breaking the Palestinian community in Jerusalem, de-Palestinizing the Palestinian community in Jerusalem, while any major action, like, for example, demolishing 80 houses, it will have the opposite reaction, which will be to put the Palestinian community together. For that reason, Israel will not do such action.
In related news, Israeli troops detained on Tuesday 13 Palestinians during home searches at Jerusalem Old City. Six other civilians were detained by soldiers during an invasion targeting the southern West Bank village of Beit Umar. Elsewhere, Israeli troops started on Tuesday to build a new section of the separation wall in the town of Beit Jala, located in southern West Bank near Bethlehem City. Army bulldozers arrived at the land owned by Leila Ghnem and started to uproot olive trees that she owns to make way for the construction. A few years back, Israel took part of her land to build a road that connects Israeli settlements in the southern West Bank with settlements surrounding the nearby Jerusalem city. Today, bulldozers came and destroyed the rest of the land, Ghnem reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.